Hey, happy birthday! No, I'm not talking about your birthday. I'm talking about the fact that Renter's Warehouse just turned 10 years old. And to celebrate, they're tripling down to give you the gift of up to 30% off all their property management services for the summer. That's right, a 30% discount on Renter's Warehouse property management, taking off their already low flat monthly fee. You know, it seems like just yesterday that Renter's Warehouse was a fresh-faced regional property management company. And now look at them. 10 years of expertly placing and warrantying tenants. 10 years of professional, timely rent collection and maintenance coordination. 10 years of driving financial freedom by helping people run their home like a business and buy more rental properties. Now, they're America's number one rent estate company. So happy 10th birthday, Renter's Warehouse. Go to renterswarehouse.com today to get the details on your gift of up to 30% off property management for the entire summer. That's renterswarehouse.com.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
He's got it. Cubs win. It's all over, and the Cubs have made it four in a row.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It is 3 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. We begin with baseball. And if you like great pitchers, you might want to get out to Guaranteed Rate Field tonight because the White Sox will be going up against a future Hall of Famer in Clayton Kershaw. Here's White Sox manager Rick Renteria on the left-handed hurler.
Clayton, I saw him a lot in the West when I was in San Diego. He attacks the strike zone, devastating breaking ball. Obviously commands his fastball, is able to pitch, honestly, to both sides of the plate very effectively. Then he has that little hesitation in his delivery that throws hitters off a little bit. So he's got a number of things that make him very, very effective. I think that he's also a guy, though, that can bury pitches a lot, stay out of the zone, make you chase. And that's easy when your breaking ball snaps as hard as his does. And then when you're throwing it off the fastball that he's able to execute, it makes him a difficult proposition.
And Kershaw checks in with a record of 14-2 so far this season, a low ERA of 2.18. The Cubs, meanwhile, they're down in Atlanta again as they look to run their winning streak to 5, and Theo Epstein will be on tomorrow morning here on The Score at 8 o'clock. Ben Zobrist tonight will again lead off and play left field. Albert Elmora in center, and Javier Baez will play at second base. And a couple of pro basketball notes. Free agent center Willie Reed, he signs with the LA Clippers 1 year, $1.5 million. And Manu Ginobili, he will return to the NBA for his 16th season. Of course, with the San Antonio Spurs, he will be signing a 1 year deal. Join 670 The Score at the Verizon Wireless store at 3701 North Halsted this Saturday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Mark Rohde will be broadcasting the Cubs radio pregame show live on site from 2:30 to 3. Stop by for awesome giveaways, talking sports, and your chance to enter to win tickets to an upcoming game. Verizon Wireless, better matters. This scoreboard update brought to you by Toyota of Naperville. Visit toyotaofnaperville.com today. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later today, 6 o'clock, Mark Rohde's pregame show, and that's prior to the game against the Braves, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz & Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
So there are two schools of thought currently emanating from the Cubs clubhouse. You could be a contrarian or a contrarian. They're back.
Oh.
They believe that this is it. The switch has been flipped, and here they are, and they are what they were last year. Or you can be a Bryantonian who would ask the same thing, says, I don't know.
I don't care what anybody is saying.
Right.
They'll show it. You know, we've done this for too long now. And baseball fans have been baseball fans for too long to not understand. When a team, when they catch a wave, they catch a groove, they catch it. And it's always good to, you know, catch a slump buster when you're not feeling good about yourself. That's what the Orioles were.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Steve Stone.
There were some people talking about the fact that, well, the White Sox might be garnering too many prospects. Well, that's ridiculous. Maybe 20, 25% of these guys will come up and do what you think they're going to do, which means that most of them are going to wash away. You have to have a backlog of prospects. You have to have a number of guys. guys who you think have a chance, and then you see the injuries, and you see the guys who don't take that next step. And there hasn't been in my years, I don't believe there's been a team with a self-proclaimed teardown and rebuild that's actually won. Because you defeat the purpose of your teardown when you're trading away your quality players to get prospects. That's not how you win. You win a couple of years down the road. Theo and Jed added, you know, a few players, guys that they knew had won someplace else. They brought them in to teach this team how to win.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
More everything is right. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and our live video stream at watch670thescore.com is brought to you by American Needle. American Needle is a true Chicago original, buy local from American Needle. Dan Bernstein?
Yes.
The story that I've never seen anything like it. The Colin Kaepernick story, where we've talked about everything from football to society to how people feel they are or aren't affected by some of the things that he has brought up. And now it's taken another turn. Mike Vick went on, was it Undisputed, I think is the name of the show? Or no, not Undisputed, but he went on the Fox Sports show with Jason Whitlock and I believe someone else. Is it Mark Schlereth? All right, cool. So I read the transcript, but we actually have the audio so we could set it up with it.
First thing we got to get Colin to do is cut his hair. You know, I mean, listen, I'm not up here to try to be politically correct, but, you know, even if he puts cornrows in it, I don't think he should represent himself, you know, in that way in terms of, you know, just the hairstyle. Just go clean cut. You know, why not? You know, you're already dealing with a lot of controversy surrounding this issue.
That's a fascinating thing to hear you say, Mike. Of course, he needs to do that, Jason.
You know, just try to be presentable. I mean, look, so all the social media stuff that he's doing, look, we get it. We understand it. It's time for, you know, Colin to step up in a different way. And, you know, I think primarily the reason why he's not signed to a team right now is because of the last two seasons and not being as productive as everybody, you know.
Let me just ask you a question because I kind of chuckled when you said he had cut his hair, because I just thought you didn't like the hairstyle, but you're actually saying that it represents something.
Yeah, I just think perception and image is everything, and listen, it's not the Colin Kaepernick that we've known, you know, since he entered the National Football League, and I'm just going off my personal experiences, but listen, I love the guy to death, you know, but I want him to also succeed on and off the field, and this has to be a start for him.
Now, it's going to be uncomfortable for some, but what Mike Vick did just now, and that was about a minute and a half, minute and 45 just now. What Mike did just now was give every unknowing and unaware person, because I won't even say racist, but unknowing and unaware
person. I would use the word ignorant.
Ignorant person, whatever you want to use. He just gave that group of people ammunition. You know what I'm tired of? And this comes from a very real place in any industry that you talk to African-American professionals in. I'm tired of African-Americans, whether it be athletes or entertainers or anybody, having to placate the people that don't give a damn about them. If you think for one second that 32 NFL owners are going to start listening to Colin Kaepernick if he cuts his hair. I mean, Mike Vick's got a lot of damn nerve. And this is also a nice little testing ground, too, for all the people who were mad that he killed a couple of pooches back in the day with the Bad News Kennels. I want to know how those people feel. I want to know if Mike Vick is their champion today, because he's on the side of a lot of people who wanted him to be strung up.
And the fact that it's him gives cover to people.
Oh, no doubt. And he's done this before with the Riley Cooper thing, where he made it okay for Riley Cooper to say the N-word on a team that Chip Kelly was coaching. And then all of a sudden, DeSean Jackson and LeSean McCoy were like, yo, we're not riding with that. That's not cool. And they found their asses out of Philadelphia because of it. I mean, if you really want to go back and look at the timeline there, there's a lot of things that are happening right now that bother the hell out of me. Mike Vick was contrite when he came out of jail, had to turn his, like, he,
I always, jail, prison, prison I always doesn't, said, af- they said nice things about how he handled himself afterwards, that prison, he really was rehabilitated.
Prison affects people different ways, right? And he came out and realized the mistakes that he had made and all the bad decisions that he had made and lost $200 million because of it, came back and recouped some of that money with his NFL deal. I don't know if Mike Vick wants to be on TV from here on out, but I feel like Mike Vick,
did a disservice to any black man who is qualified to do something and won't get it because of their hair. Let me tell you something about appearance, man. Let me tell you something right now. I understand, and it's a damn shame that as an African-American, there are certain things that I must do in terms of making sure that I am disarming people who may not have the greatest image of me in their head. And that's the problem. That's the problem, especially now where we are. And if you don't know about black hair and how important it has become in terms of an issue that we can actually speak out on, you see all these kids running around now. You see the NBA kids running around now with the hair that is natural and letting it do and letting it wild out in any way they see fit. I love it. I'm a fan of it. You know why? Because that's you. That is you. And if Colin Kaepernick, and in that cut, he said, put his hair in cornrows, something to the effect, even if he braids it, what the hell are we talking about here? What are we talking about? A young man who has enlightened himself and has been conscious of things outside of football, has put his money where his mouth is, and is also, and listen to what we're really saying here. A supposedly infallible institution, he wants to stop being infallible. He wants it to stop being that, okay, if there are bad cops out there, people must point it out. If there are things that are happening out there to oppress people, we must point it out as those with a platform. Think about what he's really saying here. And for Mike Vick to do that, and it doesn't surprise me in the least that Jason Whitlock is happy he said that, because he's the same dude that couldn't wait to jump on LeVar Ball, essentially saying, I got this, white people, I can jump on him for you. That's what he said when LeVar Ball did his thing with Kristen Leahy.
He's doing it sitting next to Jason Whitlock is all the more striking.
Oh, no doubt.
That's always been Whitlock's job, to be sports Cosby.
And you see Mark Schlereth, shout out to him, because Mark Schlereth, he professed his ignorance to the situation in that cut, saying, yo, I didn't know you were, I thought you just had a problem with his hairstyle. I didn't know you thought that there was deeper meaning here. We are past that. We are past that. As a people, and hopefully as a society, yeah, there's still some, you know, there's still some cellar dwellers. There's still some bottom feeders out there that will have their thoughts and their opinions about people's hair before they learn anything about their character. Hopefully, those people are never in power or have any power over you when it comes to hiring. And if one or 32 of these owners have that kind of feeling, well, damn it should be professed. You know, keep that same energy. The fact that Johnny Manziel is getting ready to sit down with NFL GMs when these training camps start is a damn travesty. Johnny Football, and shout out to Dave Zirin, who wrote a piece about Johnny Football being the things that a lot of these NFL owners see in their young selves, and the fact that Colin Kaepernick is out here jobless.
He's there just, you know, boys will be boys, you know, having a little...
Oh, yeah, you
little,
beat up a girl in a car.
Having,
you know,
a little too much fun, you
know,
out there.
Little cocaine, little drink, it doesn't matter. You're no damn good at your job. Come sit down for a meeting here. Like, let's really talk about what's happening here. And Mike Vick, I hate to say it, but he sounds like a dude that's in a sunken place if you've seen Get Out. Sounds like a dude who doesn't know up from down. When you say things like that, to know what you just went through, your freedom was taken from you because of the decisions that you made. To know that someone is actually not out there beating up women, doesn't have a violent past, is only speaking on something that America loves to not speak about until it's time, until the you know what hits the fan. And he's speaking on it. And for him to say, cut your hair? Come on, man. It's bigger than that.
I think people have to understand the symbolic nature of hairstyles and African Americans, too. That it's not saying cut your hair to him at this time is not the same as saying it to someone else. And for everybody texting in, well, I have long hair. What about other people who have different hair?
And the clowns are coming out right now on the text line.
Never late.
630, appearances do effing matter. I see some thuggish looking guy on the street. My guard goes up. Same guy dressed in a suit doesn't even blip my radar. Let me ask you something. You know, first of all, I know a lot of thugs that wear suits, to be honest with you. I know a lot of dudes who do a lot of dirt but have suits on. So if you're still doing the whole crossing the street thing, it's bigger than that. You're talking about low-level transactions. I don't need anything from you.
essentially.
I don't. There's nothing that I don't even need your respect. We're talking about people who are controlling billions of dollars, and you aiding and abetting their social crimes by allowing them to do what they are doing right now and shutting people up who may have something to say about something other than tackling a sled. That's what it is. And all these so-called experts that are chiming in about this right now, yeah, to have the same energy when we're talking about guys beating up chicks and guys doing drugs and guys doing all the wrong things. Have the same damn energy. It is embarrassing what this story has come to. And people are tripping over themselves, trying not to sound like, oh, but I'm not a racist. Oh, well, yeah, that's fine. You can call yourself not one. But what you're doing is you're helping the people who are blatantly that out with these kinds of comments.
How difficult it was dealing with not only David Stern airbrushing Allen Iverson's tattoos off the cover of Hoop magazine, but the Jerry Krause and the Bulls' belief that they couldn't draft Darius Miles because he had cornrows, or as they called it, corn rolls. And I remember that discussion being so dumb because they didn't even know the name of the hairstyle that they were talking about, that they said it didn't conform to what they wanted. And there's some who would compare this to, well, the New York Yankees don't allow anybody to have long hair or facial hair or anything like that. And there are teams that have reasons for doing it, but this is not a team. This is not what we're talking about here.
And the clown activity that is taking place right now, I knew it was happening. I knew it was coming, and I don't give a damn about it.
And how does that look thuggy? Let me just ask you that, to use that word.
You know what's up. You know what the code words are. I'll keep it super seriously, like really, really, really very simple for you right now. Just because my hair grows a different way when it's longer, does that change who I am? I've had an afro before. My hair doesn't grow down. My hair grows curly. Unless I put a perm in it, you're not going to see it like that. So if someone was to come into your office with all the qualifications in the world, by the way, this isn't an office. All the people here, if I don't go to a certain job with a haircut, well, it sounds like you're expendable. That's what it sounds like to me. That's what it sounds like to me. I'm going to tell you right now, there are certain things right now that I embrace who I am on every level. You know, when I was a kid, I had gold. Okay? When I got older, still had gold. So I wear my chains every once in a while. I have tattoos. But guess what? I'm qualified to have this job. Been working in this business since I was 19 years old. I don't speak the same as you. I don't wear my clothes the same as you. I will never forget when we had that state line remote, you and I.
Yes.
And as
both people.
Yes. And as I'm leaving out, this dude comes up to me and says, my father actually enjoyed your show. He said, when you walked in, you looked a little bit like a gangster and a thug, and he thought he wouldn't like you, but he liked your show. And I walked out. Didn't even shake the dude's hand. He kissed my ass too. This is the problem. This is what we're talking about. Everybody thinks because you're not being called a nigga, there's no problems anymore. That's the issue. Just because you're not being called a certain word doesn't mean, oh, well, hey, no, nobody's being blatantly racist. This is foolery. And the fact that Michael Vick is involving himself in this and now walking it back, can't walk it back, player. You're telling people to cut their, if all Colin Kaepernick had to do was cut his hair to make people listen to him or ignore what he is saying to give him a job, what are we really saying here? Appearances are more important than substance. Style is more important than substance.
It's the part of his appearance that he can never change that Vic is getting to here. Let's call this subtext what it is. By Vic saying, well, he's got to cut his hair, he's saying, well, he's got to not be black.
Come on. Let's be real. And there are the arguments that come in, because this has happened too. Every part of this has been foolish. This has happened too. Well, what does he know? He's got a white mom. Oh, this guy. And then Mike Vick in that cut saying, this isn't the Colin Kaepernick that I knew in my interactions with him. So at what point is it okay for a person to have an awakening in whatever they're doing socially? That's what, guess what?
And still be,
when I was
still have an opportunity to work.
When I was a kid and I was writing papers in junior high and in high school, and I was writing papers about Thurgood Marshall and Marcus Garvey and things like that, and people who looked like me who achieved or had some impact or relevance on my life, I never got told, don't write that paper. or don't, you know, don't explore that avenue because that this isn't part of what we're teaching right now. I always had teachers who understood that I was interested in certain things. And what you're saying right now is you're telling a bunch of kids, hey, if you ever feel like something is being done wrongfully to a certain group of people or someone around you and you have the chance to speak up, don't speak up. That's all you're doing. People act as if sports aren't a microcosm for life. Well, guess what? You're teaching life right now to a bunch of kids who are watching Colin Kaepernick be shunned and excommunicated from a league that he can obviously still play in because he said that people are oppressed and he doesn't like the state of the country right now. Think about what you're doing right now. Think about what you're saying. So for all the stick to sports people, if sports is a metaphor for life, then what you're doing is teaching the wrong way to live right now.
This segment's been brought to you by CeCe's. Now at CeCe's, party with bacon stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza, joining the original top with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Just five and change at CeCe's. Prices may vary. You're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on The Score.
Whether or not the addition of Quintana gets the Cubs to the playoffs this year, I think is still an open-ended question. The issues this team has had doesn't come down to just adding one piece.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, fueled by Valero. Clean, quality fuel. There have been a lot of bad takes when it comes to Colin Kaepernick and why he does not have a job, but the latest Kaepernick argument might be one of the worst yet, that he doesn't have a job because of his hair. Now, that argument is not coming from some doofus on Twitter. It came from none other than Michael Vick, who told Fox Sports 1, quote, "First thing we've got to get Colin to do is cut his hair. The most important thing that he needs to do is just try to be presentable," end quote. I'm here to tell you, this guy could shave his head and it would not change anything. Ryan Fitzpatrick looks like he has not seen a razor in years, but you're telling me that Kaepernick needs to change his look? Let's be real. We all know why he doesn't have a gig. And if you don't know it now and you're still looking for other reasons, you're simply fooling yourself. I'm Jim Rome.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
It's the Canals BMW Sports Activity Vehicle Sales Event. Now choose the BMW SAV model you've wanted that has room for everyone. Start your shopping. Canals BMW has a great selection of sports activity vehicles to choose from, including 2017 BMW X1, X3, and X5 models. Over 150 in stock, each well-equipped with driver assistance packages and other popular features. You'll also enjoy BMW Ultimate Handling, performance, and luxurious appointments that make driving a pleasure. Plus, of course, there's plenty of space for kids, company, and cargo for wherever summer takes you. The Canals BMW Sports Activity Vehicle Sales Event. Your time to take advantage of special lease offers on every 2017 BMW X model in stock with on-the-spot delivery. Canals BMW, Route 41, Lake Bluff. CanalsBMW.com.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart storage solutions, like an HDX 4 shelf storage unit, a special buy at just $19.88. It'll hold up to 600 pounds of whatever you've got, and you'll barely have to lift your wallet. Come get organized at the Pack Store Save event going on now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 23rd, U.S. only.
The gigantic model year-end sales event is going on now at Woodfield Nissan. Now is your chance to take 30% off MSRP on select new Nissan or get 0% financing for 72 months. Where can you find the gigantic Nissan selection? Woodfield Nissan. Where can you find gigantic savings? Woodfield Nissan. Where can you find gigantic trade-in value? Woodfield Nissan. And where can you find gigantic reductions in your monthly payments? Only at Woodfield Nissan. During gigantic model year-end sales event, you'll find gigantic price cuts on all pre-owned 2017 Nissan. Get a 2017 Nissan Sentra, just $12,995. And a 2017 Nissan Rogue, just $18,995. Anything less than gigantic is just not enough. The gigantic model year-end sales event ends soon, only at Woodfield Nissan, just west of the Woodfield Mall. 30% off MSRP on select models, two or more available to each offer. 0% equals $13.89 per month for $1,000 on select levels. Prices are plus duty and all duct fees. Includes all manufacturers' incentives and rebates. Vehicles are pre-owned. HN 36-2303.
Celebrate this 4th of July at the All-American Celebration at the Bolingbrook Golf Club. There'll be fun for all ages with kids' activities, a huge selection of food provided by local restaurants, vendors, and food trucks, the Miller Lite Entertainment Pavilion with live music, and a huge fireworks display with Jim Cornelison singing the anthem. The All-American Celebration is one of the biggest and best in Chicago, Tuesday, July 4th, beginning at 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
History will be made when the 2017 BMW Championship returns to Chicago and prestigious Conway Farms Golf Club in Lake Forest this September 14th through the 17th. See the PGA Tour's top 70 players from around the world compete in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Get a front row seat to watch Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, and more. Single day and weekly ticket packages are available now with all-inclusive options and premier 18th green seating. Don't miss a moment.
Dustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations. Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
And if you just put a range ball on a tee there, and people think, oh, these majestic soaring home runs, a 5-wood would go 600 feet. When you wind the ball the way MLB has wound the ball, that's essentially what we're watching.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm Offer.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You want to press some buttons?
Always.
Okay.
Always. We're here to talk to the people, and we say what we feel, and some things I am very passionate about, and one of them is being able to, in a non-violent way, express yourself and not be taking a task about it.
Express oneself in a way that it was actually demanded. He's not doing it the right way. Well, I understand he has something to say, but he's got to do it the right way. Well, that's not the right way either. That's also not the right way.
I think the problem when we get to the bottom of this is that people are faced with some very ugly truths about themselves, and they don't want to answer them. And sometimes sports, of all things, makes you have those conversations.
I'm waiting to see what happens with this burgeoning Minneapolis case. Because now it's a blonde-haired white woman that was gunned down by a cop through a door who happened to not have his body camera on.
From his passenger seat.
Reached across and shot a woman who was doing nothing, who was simply calling police because she heard something in the alley. When she went out to talk to the police, they shot her.
From all the police that I know, the thing that they hate the most are ill-prepared and ill-trained. and bad police.
Panicky and bad. Yes. And with poor decision makers.
As you should. As you should.
And they do. And
as you should.
And many people that I know involved in law enforcement have said that those bad apples make the job difficult for everybody involved. And they have a vested interest.
Guns on top of it.
They have a vested interest in trying to eradicate the problem as well. North Side, it's Nick on the score.
Hi, am I on?
What's up, yes. Nick?
Hey, how are you guys? I really enjoyed the London House remote.
That was a good time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a hell of a day.
Yes, we had a great time. First of all, I just want to say, Jason and Dan, this is award-winning radio. If I were there, I'd be putting this one before the Emmy people. because, Jason, you're taking on an issue that is absolutely germane to how twisted society has become. Colin Kaepernick did something I don't agree with. But however, I will say this. I agree with his right to have done it. The reason I don't watch the NFL anymore has nothing to do with Colin Kaepernick. The reason I don't watch the NFL anymore is a lot to do with 32 NFL owners not giving a darn about their players' health, their retired players' health. They're more concerned about a player's uniform being in conformity entering the field than they are about what is in that player's bloodstream, whether it's xylocaine or some pain blocker or pain killer or an anti-inflammatory that could kill them, that could hook them on drugs. I think the NFL really is just a make-believe. And when you have social issues with Colin Kaepernick, and again, that guy's too talented a ball player not to be in this league. Okay, I saw him play in college at University of Notre Dame, Nevada. He was the best player on the football field, even though Nevada got beat.
Even if he's not a starter, you'd think he was at least one of the best 96 in the country.
It's not a high bar to be an employee. Yeah, Dick, thanks as always. It's not a high bar to be an employable NFL quarterback.
Scoreboard update.
3:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. John Lackey has officially been activated off the DL. He'll pitch down in Atlanta tonight, and to make room on the roster, the Cubs have optioned Eddie Butler. The Cubs have won four in a row, and trade rumors continue to circulate, and the word is they are looking at Miami reliever David Phelps, and Theo Epstein will be on with Hanley and Rosner tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Still a host of trade rumors regarding the White Sox as well, and according to reports, you can add the Red Sox along with the Yankees, who are looking at Sox closer David Robertson, and the Sox host the Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw tonight. And bad news for the Houston Astros, in spite of leading their division by 15.5 games, their star shortstop Carlos Correa, he's out 6 to 8 weeks, torn ligaments in his left thumb. He will necessitate surgery. And in pro football, it appears that Carolina will name Marty Herney as an interim GM for the upcoming season. Herney was the GM of the Panthers for 10 years from 2002 to 2012. Time now for the closing bell. It's brought to you by First American Bank. For a free checking account that fits your lifestyle, a mixed day on Wall Street, the Dow down 55 points, the NASDAQ up 30, and the S&P 500 was up 1.5 points. Join the Score and Budweiser next Monday from 5:30 to 6:30 for Talking Cubs with Bud. Albert Elmora Jr. will be at Harry Carey's seventh inning stretch located in Water Tower Place in Chicago. Enjoy Bud specials, an inside look at the team, and enter to win tickets to an upcoming game. It's Talking Cubs with Bud featuring Albert Elmora, presented by Budweiser, the official beer of the Chicago Cubs. This Bud's for you. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. Limited autographs available. No outside memorabilia will be permitted. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way a little bit later today at 6 o'clock, Mark Grody's pregame show, and that's prior to the game against the Braves, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lexus of Nate.
Get our most aggressive summer incentives ever. Qualify and choose your new ES or IS at Com.
A couple other baseball notes. Carlos Correa of the Astros, torn ligament in his thumb, out 6 to 8 weeks.
Is it the same injury that Trout had, or just the same duration that he was expected to be out?
Don't know. Because
Trout had a thumb ligament injury too, right?
And Eddie Butler has been optioned by the Cubs. No surprise there.
You know, the craziest part about this entire Colin Kaepernick thing, Dan, for me, is I wonder if we can get into a time machine, what the people who are saying what they're saying about Colin Kaepernick now would have said about Muhammad Ali, or would have said about, you know, John Carlos and Tommy Smith in 1968. Because we do a great job of looking back on those times as, oh, look at those guys, man. They stood up for something.
How important they were at that tumultuous time.
They stood up for something. And then you all see that. The dangerous part is you get the guys like Jason Whitlock who point at those guys and go, those guys went through real racism. What we're doing now, that's not even close.
How is this less real for Colin Kaepernick?
Well, the LeBron James thing. This man said on a huge platform that there's a certain amount of money that you can make that will escape racism. He said that. He made jobs very easy for those that are prejudiced or discriminate against people with money who happen to be people of color as well. So I often think about it when you go back and you read some of these books, or you look at some of these documentaries, you watch some of these documentaries about those times past where guys took a stand on things. I mean, we're now talking about, oh, well, he wasn't like this 5 or 6 years ago. Guess what? Lew Alcindor was Lew Alcindor once, you know? Jim Brown was Jim Brown once, and then he turned back into something else. But Bill Russell, for all the people that used to talk about how angry Bill Russell was while he was a Boston Celtic and how he was a tough guy to deal with, and then you find out what Bill Russell had to go through while being the player coach of that team, first black coach in the NBA, what he had to go through, his team staying in a certain hotel because he couldn't stay at them, while being a champion. And then you find out he's got one of the greatest laughs in sports history, and you never heard it for 15 years because he played in Boston and what he went through. So, like, it amazes me that we're still at this point where people are like, but this or but that. There are no buts
but
left.
False equivalency,
yeah.
This.
Yeah, yeah, there are no buts. There are no buts left. This is pretty plain and simple. It's plain and simple right there for your eyes. The man stood out and stepped out on something that is near and dear to his heart. But isn't a charity. There is no charity for oppressed people of color. There is no charity for poor people that everyone can get behind. He's putting his money where his mouth is every single Tuesday since he started doing this. And people are still finding things. What about his socks? Or what about him not voting? What about the Che Guevara shirts? Or what about the Fidel Castro shirts?
Once you're working that hard to find the what about this and what about that,
Stop wasting your time.
You know where you are.
Say exactly who you are and what you are and keep it moving.
Kevin,
I respect it more.
In North Aurora, you're on the score. Kevin. Kevin.
What's up, Kevin?
No, Kevin. Right. Instead, we'll try Mike in Palatine. Mike, you're on WSCR.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good. Hold on. I'll take you off speaker.
Okay.
Hi there. Hey, I do respect your feelings about this seeming like racism, because, like, harassment, I think it's, you know, the perception of whoever feels it. But I also see that if you think about, like, Ricky Fowler, remember when he came on tour? He had long hair and was perceived as being immature.
No, he was very, very young, and everyone loved his long hair.
He was. Well,
and his crazy outfits.
He got advice from other players to, quote, clean up his look so that he could be taken more seriously.
So you think
Michael Vick's an idiot.
Michael Vick has said this about his afro and his cornrows too.
It didn't take long for the false equivalency. Talking about an African American's hairstyle and what conforms is not the same as talking about someone else's hairstyle. You understand that, right?
So if I just said to, let's say I'm working for a Fortune 100 company and I hire an intern who's African American and he looks sloppy. He looks,
sloppy.
We're not talking about looking sloppy. We're not talking about looking sloppy. We're talking about someone's hairstyle.
Right. But in the corporate world, a kid that comes in with long hair, whether he's black, white, or green.
Mike, do you know who Dr. Cornel West is? Mike, do you know who Dr. Cornel West is?
I do.
Okay, do you know where he teaches? Do you know where he teaches?
Harvard?
Yes.
Right. So, but that's a different. Academic is different than corporate. It really is.
You know why? Because corporate is largely based on white standards.
Right. It is. Exactly. And guess what? The NFL, MLB, that's corporate.
But that's not okay.
That's the whole point, Mike. The point is share.
Complex.
But Mike,
right?
you just agreed with me. Listen, Mike, stop. Mike, stop for a second. Mike, you got to stop talking for a second. You got to stop talking.
I know this is my 5 minutes.
You have to stop talking.
It's a conversation, man.
We're having a conversation. Once you agree with me that those corporate standards for appearance are largely based on white standards, that's a problem.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay.
I don't. That's what the problem is. I bet you dollars to donuts that there are people of color who are in very influential corporate positions that would tell that young intern, no matter what their color is, clean up your act.
Because those standards apply to them too. It doesn't mean they like saying it.
This is hilarious. This is it though. These are the people that think that, yeah, I voted for Obama. I've never said the N word, but I also think these things as well. So that can shield me. Like these are the issues. Man, I'm telling you, I drop my kid off every single day at a daycare that does as much to infuse, you know, multicultural learning and giving and sharing of thoughts and ideas. Sitting kids next to kids that don't look like them on purpose, trying to make sure that people understand. Well, young people understand that our differences, they're differences, but they should be shared. And they should be promoted and enjoyed. Like I tell the story all the time. I was supposed to go to a middle school with a bunch of my friends, and it was a school that I was probably going to click up in and just be to myself and the people who were like me. And my mother didn't want that. She sent me to a different middle school, and the middle school that I went to, had Jewish kids and Middle Eastern kids and kids with cerebral palsy and all these things, so I could learn to come out of my shell if I was in one, and two, learn that the world's waiting on me, and you're going to have to know about other people's cultures. The problem is that African Americans are far too often asked to assimilate to other cultures until if it's not profitable, mm-hmm. Because you got a lot of people who can't wait to come and take fashion and music ideas and all these other things. But if it's not profitable, oh yeah, you better get in line. The problem is, are you qualified or not? These are the same people who can't wait to play the I Have a Dream speech to their kids every Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Like, what parts are you cutting out? That's the problem that I have. You can't just do it. You can't be one of these cubicle revolutionaries on the weekend, and then when the week comes through, you're like, yeah, but this is how I feel about this Colin Kaepernick thing, one way or the other. It's very simple. You choose a side.
I really just, the funny thing is, I don't find Kaepernick as threatening.
He's not.
That's the thing. I don't know what the perceived threat is to the establishment, to the order,
Dan,
what the level of discomfort is.
Dan,
it's just.
You've the social and sports climate the last seven or eight years.
Threatening.
But this is the thing, Dan. There are a lot of people who feel like they've lost grip on a country.
But he's not saying, kill Whitey and burn it all down.
That's not what certain people are hearing.
This is so gentle.
What certain people are hearing is, and by the NFL's answer is, yeah, damn it. Something is still mine. Something is still ours.
Right.
You dig? That's what's happening here.
Brandon
Marshall, the linebacker Brandon Marshall for the Denver Broncos, does it, and then he tells the stories of his offseason where he was, illegally detained after walking out of a restaurant where someone said they had been stuck up, and he tells that story after taking the knee and was talking about his experience this offseason that hadn't gotten out on the news, but he was like, you know what? Yeah, there are some things that are still happening in this country to rich African American athletes that I'm not down with. You know what? I hope someone asks me this question after I take this knee. The problem is, we love to share. We love to share until it gets uncomfortable. And then when it gets uncomfortable and it doesn't affect you, I'm out.
The irony is that the NFL, when you say people are feel threatened that they're losing something that's theirs, the NFL's really never been yours. That if you look at
they buy the beer and the pickup truck, so they think it is.
But the significance of what the African the athletes of African-American descent, what they have meant to make the NFL the NFL, and what has been done while constantly conforming to white corporate culture and while being subjected, as you say, in these individual markets to, and even back to Nick's call about what's been, what they've sacrificed as far as their bodies and, mm-hmm. and their hearts and souls and everything else, and dying young and not being taken care of. If you had taken the African-American contribution out of this game that you think is yours, that you think this somehow upsets you because you're just happier if the fighter planes are flying over and Lee Greenwood singing and you get everything reinforced.
Oh, they got Hank back.
Reinforced. Well, that's part of it. Yeah,
you got Hank back.
Reinforced in just the right way because some of this belongs to you. It's never really belonged.
The problem, too, for me, Dan, is that, you know, I talked about this that day that I got emotional on the Spiegel and Goff show. It's troubling, man, that as a young man in this country who's a person of color, like, I care about a lot of things that sometimes don't affect me. I care. You know, whether it be Paris or the things that happen, you're like, damn. I mean, the Newtown shooting, I was on the air for that in Atlanta. And, dude, I lost it. Like, I couldn't, because these are babies. And, you know, all those things. Like, I care. I didn't have any kids at the time. You know, those kids didn't look like any kids that are in my family. But I cared. And when something like this happens, the energy, the raw, aggressive energy that you hear from one side telling you pretty much, yo, this doesn't affect me, so I don't have to care about this. Get back to throwing that football. Get back to put your helmet on. Enjoy your weekends.
You know what? If he puts the helmet on, you don't have to see his hair.
Put your helmet on. Shut your ass up. I like my players in line because guess what? This doesn't affect me. The same one that's on NFL.com buying pink merch for your lady because it's going to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Same ones that can't wait to donate to the same, you know, juvenile diabetes research funds because it may affect them or it makes them feel better. But this is a person that's talking about something that may not affect you, but you're a human. And people are around you, and you're walking around people who it may affect every single day, having those surface conversations near the water cooler that it may affect, that they can't talk about because they don't want to disrupt your day. They don't want to bring that into the workplace because you don't want to be known as the black that's upsetting things at the workplace. It's affecting them, but it doesn't affect you, so you're good. That's the problem that I have.
This segment's been brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. Top of the hour. We'll do In Other News.
Yeah.
I've got some stuff. I have a trailer that's been released for a movie that, whether you know it or not,
okay,
you have been exposed to it via this show.
Oh, All right. I got some other things. Manny Machado. I agree with him, and I'm going to take the stones because of it. Get your slingshots ready. If they weren't ready for this segment, get them ready because I agree with Manny Machado, and I probably shouldn't say it on a sports radio station.
I've got something surprising, too, that I'm going to say something nice about a baseball player that we have constantly criticized.
We?
Yes,
okay.
And rightly so, and I will always continue to do so,
right.
But I also have to give props when props are deserved. So it's a long-standing lieutenant of the baseball police,
right,
who actually did something fun.
All right, let's do it. Top of the hour in other news. We'll continue to take your phone calls and texts. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Want a better car? Head to Hyundai. Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Money possible. Hey, it's Jason Goff. And when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, the realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Anita. Amy worked hard for Anita with 11 showings and 7 offers within 1 week on the market. And the house was under contract in 6 days for $10,000 over the asking price. Anybody could put a sign in a yard. But Amy sells homes. With Amy Kite, not only are the fees flexible, but you'll actually have an immediate offer on your home. If it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she'll have bought it for cash. Or she can help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money. That is the Amy Kite guarantee. I trust her. I love her. You will trust her and love her as well as soon as you call this phone number. 847-877-9881 is the phone number. 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that is amywillsellyourhome.com. Start packing.
Summer is here. That means outdoor concerts, pool time, and enough SPF to cover a blue whale. It also means it's time for the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event. Slide on your flip-flops and get down to your local Hyundai dealer to get limited-time deals on a new Hyundai. Let the sun ride shotgun in the new Santa Fe Sport with a panoramic sunroof. Haul more friends to the pool in the stylish Sonata with more passenger room than most other cars in its class. Beach chairs, floaties, picnic baskets, pack it all into the roomy cargo space of a new Tucson. Celebrate our shortest season with the kind of joy that lasts, because every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit your Hyundai dealer before the sun sets on the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event, going on now. Lease a 2017 Tucson for only $139 a month for 36 months with $3,139 down, or get up to $4,000 in total savings. Only at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana dealers. To learn more, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
It's time.
Lustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Exclusive ticket pricing and premier seating is now available for the 2017 BMW Championship at Conway Farms this September. For a limited time, get closer to the action with your daily or weekly packages. From general admission to premier seats on the 18th green, you can get close to all the action as the top 70 players in the world compete in the final leg of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs. Visit BMWChampionship.com today for ticket and tournament information.
Meet your dynamic duo for back-to-school savings at Target. Save 5% with debit or credit red card and get more deals with Cartwheel on gear kids need to start the year right. Some restrictions apply. Visit target.com/redcard for red card 5% discount details.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Manager for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hold it now. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. You know, when an all-time great is in your area, and it seems like Clayton Kershaw, when he's done with his three Cy Youngs already and his MVP, is going to be one of those. Like, do you race out to go see him?
I just got an email from a friend of mine who's a huge baseball fan,
mm-hmm.
and he said I screwed up. He said I agreed with the family to go to Millennium Park and see La La Land, which is they're showing it there. Yeah. He said I forgot Kershaw. He said he totally traded in to get a good seat to watch Kershaw pitch.
Well, I'm sure you can walk up. I mean, I don't think they're going to be 40,000 at the G rate tonight. I'm sure there'll be a nice crowd because it's a nice night.
You should bail on them. He should just
nah,
say, oh, I don't,
if you
I don't,
him you were going.
I don't feel well.
Because then, of course, the camera catches you.
At the game, like yeah. the Ferris Bueller kind of thing?
Yes, the camera catches you. I got offered tickets to it tonight. I'm going to go play basketball, though. Because I need to get a workout in.
Because you need to go hurt yourself.
No,
again.
No, I need to get a workout in. I need to gotta
and
make
tomorrow,
it tighter.
Jason no, is no. off. Barry Rosner is in.
This ACL is over. No. I'm all right. I felt good the last couple of times out.
Southside Samuel, you're on the score.
Samuel.
How you doing?
Good, man. We got a couple of minutes here, so we got to get you in quickly.
Okay. I'm going to be on the line. How you doing, Jason and good. Dan?
Great.
Hey, Jason, picture with Bama, didn't that brother have a natural and braids? He had a natural when he was at Virginia Tech, and didn't he have braids when he got to the NFL?
Yeah, I think he had a low and tight at Virginia Tech. I don't know if it was all the way to the natural status, but I think he had a low and tight at Virginia Tech, if I'm not mistaken, and then got his braids once he got drafted by the Falcons.
And one album, then I'm done with this. And then people don't know what they're talking about. They just should just keep their mouth closed.
Appreciate the call, Samuel.
Thanks, Samuel. Next up is Roger on the score. Hey, Roger.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
Hey, you know, Jason, great speech. I really, you got me. You know, and the thing that got me the most is that, you know, I'm a white male, and I feel I'm oppressed. I'm not oppressed in the same way that you are, though.
How okay. are you oppressed?
How am I oppressed? I'm under everybody's thumb. I'm under the politics thumbs. I'm under the village's thumb. I'm under my work thumb. I'm under corporate America.
You know what's
thumb.
So funny,
I'm
Roger? There are a lot of middle-aged to younger white men who you know feel the same way you do and showed it
wait,
in our last
you,
election.
But wait a second. Hold on. This is what I want to get to here. What do you mean by under the thumb? Just simply conform.
Feel like he's being pushed out.
How I live my life.
There it is.
Dictates how much taxes I pay. I don't have a choice. I choose.
Well, none of
my
us
choice
do.
By going out and voting.
But wait a second. Hold on a second. We you understand that they're you got to build roads.
Well, I know that.
Kids got to go to
I'm
school.
I'm out.
Okay. Well, where do you
I
think?
I don't have an issue with that.
So you don't have an issue with paying taxes?
No, not at all. I never said I did.
Then how are you oppressed? If you
how
don't have an issue,
am I oppressed? Because very little of my money goes to me.
Very little? What do you mean by very little?
Very little.
That's not. It's just not true.
Well, Roger, I make a decent wage these days, and I don't feel bad.
Even
about,
if you're in the highest tax bracket possible, most of your money goes to you.
Well, I understand that.
You don't seem to though. who's garnishing your wages? Who's taking your money?
Jessup.
You can look at your check every week.
No, but don't
not
say
most of your money. Yeah, brother.
It's not the majority of your money.
No, I. Okay.
You said most of your money. You said very little of your money goes to you.
Okay. When you got a family and you have to put your child through school.
Well, I mean, we both.
But that's still your.
Okay,
that's still your money.
It's still a lot of money. By the time you're done putting everything together.
But how are you? I just don't understand. Things cost money.
Well, Dan, I don't make $1 million a year like you either.
How are you oppressed?
How am I oppressed? By I am being dictated what I do.
Roger,
No, you're not.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yes, I am.
I tried to give you a voice early, Roger, but this is crazy.
Who's telling you where to go?
All right, guys, I'm sorry.
The warden.
You guys just... That's all right.
If you're being held captive, we need to know. Who's telling you where to go?
Roger, you said
people are telling you where to go. Who's telling you where to go?
Dan, it has nothing to do with
you said it.
About. That was a
you, first of all, you said very little of your money goes to you. We prove that that's not true. Second of all, you say people are dictating what you do and where you go. Who?
Dictating by what I do and what I do, which is what acceptable and which is not acceptable, which is performing and which is non-conforming.
See, he's talking about what America.
Roger,
become.
What would you like? Roger. Yes. What would you like to do that you're not allowed to do?
I can't retire.
Why not?
I can, but I can't afford it.
Well, that's your problem. That's not anybody else doing that to you. Then you haven't made enough money.
Okay, Dan, you can go 1,000 different ways with the conversation.
No, I'm going a very specific way. Who Who has kept you?
You always want specifics.
Yes, I want specifics because
yes,
we're having
you
a.
Always
because,
want specifics.
Roger. I'm going to let you. I'm going to let you get back to being the oppressed white man who's having his money stolen from him by the government, and we'll let you fight the power to the best of your ability. Good
hey,
Lord.
Hey, those. He said it too. He has ability to change things, and he did. November 8th.
I'm just not quite sure what he wants to do that would not conform to these standards that are being that are shackling poor Roger. What would you prefer to do that you can't do?
We got an update, and we have In Other News coming up next.
This segment brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. Wow, you got the score.
Get to your battle stations. This July at Pottawatomie, battle your way to a share of over $1 million in cash and prizes. Play Million Dollar Battle Fleet every day to win slot play and your shot at thousands in cash during the Monday night game shows. Knock out your opponent and you'll win the bank. Play Million Dollar Battle Fleet and win all July only at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/battle for more details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
And when it's hot and you sleep hot and you got an icky mattress that's bad and then you're all sweaty and the mattress gets all disgusting, and that's because you haven't gone to the coolest sleep sale ever at Mattress Firm, where they have all kinds of new technology to keep you happy and cool.
Yeah, you can beat the hot summer nights with a free cooling bundle. Get up to 2 free pillows and a free mattress protector with select purchases. Get CertaQueen mattresses for only $499.99. And with Mattress Firm's